the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to the one and only Real Estate Show. Every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk KFNX 1100 and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this terrific Tips Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in and talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour of scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus daring designer tips for 2019. Then in our loan segment, it's all about the rates, about the rates, about the rates. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. We have a little 9%. Leaseback we're going to talk about, and down the stretch, a special distressed properties deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
It's all about the rates, about the rates, about the rates,
about the rates.
What's that? What is that song anyway?
Well, you know that Nicole Trainer song.
Yeah.
Oh. It's all about the bass.
Right. Good job on that one.
Yeah, it lasted about 15 seconds.
All right. Chet, how you doing?
I'm well. I haven't seen you guys in a while. Nice to see you.
While a couple weeks.
That's a while for me.
When we don't show up.
That's right. You were out of town, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we had to do your job.
I was up in Denver.
Denver. What's going on in Denver?
You can't do my job.
And you can't.
It's cold, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And real estate up there, guys, as you know, it's a humdinger up there.
Yeah.
A lot going on, man.
There is a lot going on up there. And from what I understand, you don't get much snow in Denver. I always thought every day you get
pounded with snow. Well, there's more snow accumulated in the mountains, but there is snow in the flatter. Sure, we get snow, but in the mountains, obviously, you're going to get more.
Yeah, your Denver Broncos aren't doing too good.
Cardinals looking pretty good over there, huh? That's an easy retort. And your Giants actually have won. I think they've strung together two in a row, haven't they?
Well, don't look now, but we've won four out of the last five.
Yeah. And your quarterback is putting up good numbers.
Great game tonight.
It's amazing what happens when you have a little protection.
Who plays tonight?
Chiefs Chargers.
Wow, that is a good game.
That'll be a good one.
Who has the ball last, huh?
Did you watch that YouTube of that Mahomes pass?
No.
That basically changes the NFL for him.
You mean the no-look pass?
The no-look pass.
It's insane. Yeah.
17 yards. He was looking one way, and he threw it another way. He wasn't even looking at the receiver.
And it was the trajectory without looking.
Yeah, it was a bullet.
This guy. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No. I've never seen.
I got to check it.
Never
out.
Seen anything like.
You ever watch Magic Johnson on the basketball court?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this was.
Only this was 17 yards, 51 feet. Yes. Magic was amazing. You know, within the 94 foot area, this guy.
What was he doing? Getting flushed out, and then
yeah, he was doing his thing. This kid is.
He's a real deal.
Generational special.
He's like. He really is. He's like a 5 times more athletic than Joe Montana. He's about the same size, maybe an inch taller, but he's just amazing.
Joe Montana had the arm and accuracy of a saint, and then you have, but
you just described Mahomes.
Yeah, but couldn't run the 40 in 6 minutes.
Yeah, he runs, I think he ran in what, a 4.6, 4.7, which for a quarterback is amazing.
And you know what? They go back and they look at the catch. You remember the catch with,
what was Dwight Clark.
Yeah. Actually, it really wasn't that big of a deal if you really think about it.
Well,
it was a big deal on Montana's part.
Well, and it was a story behind Dallas.
Yeah,
they had
run the game. They had the game won.
Well, not that. They had run roughshod over the NFC for literally 15 years before that. So this was indeed a huge game.
It was a huge game. I'm talking about the actual catch.
Well, Clark went up pretty high. He went up about 10 foot to get
it. You could slip 2 credit cards under his jump, that catch.
The whole thing was Montana was flushed out. He was really had no time.
Waited until the last possible moment.
Second before they pushed him out of bounds. He threw it almost like a Hail Mary, kind of a wing and a prayer type of pass. And then out of nowhere, Clark pulls it out of the air.
Out of nowhere came greatness.
Out of nowhere came greatness. Well, you know.
Good for him.
Anyway.
So, real estate, I guess.
Phoenix real estate is kind of like the, you know, Patrick Mahomes of real estate markets. We're just top notch.
The no-look pass?
We're the top-notch market.
You know what I get to say to everybody right now? What is everybody doing right now? They're hunkering down, right? What is everybody doing right now? They're thinking beyond next year. A lot of people have said to me, we're going to list our house after the first of the year. We're going to buy after the first of the year. We're going to sell after the first of the year. But right now, you still have 18,000 listings on the market that are begging to be sold. So what do you do? Do you hear that buzz? What do you do? If I were in the market to buy right now, now is the time to buy because you're not going to close until the end of January anyway, or mid-January anyway. So now is a great time to get out, buy, shop, and get a good deal on a home because a lot of people are not doing that. So when people are not buying and not selling and inventory is sitting, you get in and you buy. I wouldn't wait till after the first of the year. The busy time is going to be January 15th on. So if you're considering buying or selling, now is a great time to get out and do it before the, you know, during the holiday season. We have a lot of people in town. There is, the weather's fantastic. It's really a great time to get out and do what you want to do and not wait till the end of next, right. The beginning of next year. Even though it's only a couple weeks away, I'm telling you, this is a great couple weeks to get out and do something.
All right. And on top of that, and we're going to get into this heavy duty next segment, but how can we avoid it? I mean, rates have eased. Who thought that would happen? I mean,
Nobody.
The 10-year was at 3.3, nudging 3.3 a few weeks ago, like literally 2-3 weeks ago. And now we are at 2.9. As of this morning, it was 2.86.
Yeah, I wonder how that did affect rates.
Well, so we're going to find out. But I think there's a little bit of a...
But it is all about the
Christmas
rates.
Bonus.
I think that the 10-year, it really depends on growth. Obviously, next year, if the growth is not what everybody forecasts and the market starts to, you know, talk about recession and easing and growth is not what we wanted it to be and they continue to raise rates, I believe the 10-year will come down and rates will ease. And that will help the housing market. For now, we are going to get a rate increase in December, don't you think?
That's what they say. They're,
that's pretty much a foregone conclusion.
They've so-called telegraphed it.
It's going to
be. But every time they do that, the market absorbs it.
Absorbs
it. And rates seem to, you know, hang in there. It's interesting. We've had, you know, 4 or 5 rate increases in a row, over the last year and a half. And, every time the market reacts and then it kind of pauses and then eases back. And that happened again. I don't think anybody thought that would happen this time. Given all the, you know,
I think
unsettled global situations.
But I do think that now is a good time to get in, investigate rates, lock in and go out and buy a home. A lot of properties are sitting and now is a good time to get a good deal.
We were talking about and you brought this up several times, people, all these people that had new builds under contract, Rick, and when the rates spiked a couple weeks ago, their, you know, a lot of their deals, I'm sure, were in jeopardy. But now, you know, it's a chance to lock in, get those deals done with that's the new builds.
That's why there's a lot of spec homes, a lot of inventory with new builders. And we do a lot of new build work. If you're thinking about buying a new build, give us a call, and we could walk you through the process and represent you at 480-451-3318. Anyway, that's that.
There you go. Up next, it is all about the rates. A Christmas gift comes early for borrowers. Deanna has all the details. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line with Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannotized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You get all your Christmas shopping done yet?
Mostly.
You're an online kind of girl, huh? You're an online kind of girl, and you just send out all the presents via FedEx, Amazon. Because I know
well,
you, because you're
the old-fashioned way I shop.
You're so busy that you can't get out there and go to the malls.
Huh. Well, you have to make time because I don't do online shopping.
Oh, well, then you got to get your butt out to Fashion Square.
Just like I'd be wary out there for people that do online lending.
Right.
Has there ever been a time really more with, you know, all the different fluctuations and adjustments and the new rules for, you know, contracts and how we go about issuing disclosures, this, that, and the other thing? Has there ever been a better time to have not only a lender, but a lender who is a coach, Deanne?
Right. Absolutely. You need somebody to sit down with you face to face. Buying a house is a big deal. Explain to you, walk you through, you know, the process, why you're going with the type of loan that you're going with, because everybody has a buzz. Why aren't you offering this loan? Why aren't you offering that loan? Then I show them the difference, because this isn't what benefits you. And I let them know, you know, don't go out and spend your money. Don't be buying anything new. I know it's Christmas. We don't want to see any inquiries unless it's for utilities. And then, you know, you do the same thing on your side, because we work as a team, Dave, like we are right now with our client. You know, we have to make sure that we stay on them, because they've got to go in, because there's all these waiting periods now that if you want to close on time, you need to make sure that you're communicating with your lender, or your lender's communicating with you and your realtor to make sure that you're doing everything in a timely fashion.
Like you mentioned, so we have a couple of transactions going right now. And it's interesting. It's one thing to be coached on the, you know, this loan is best for you and we're going to run all your numbers and this is going to make the most sense and all of that. That's one side of it. And then you get into the transaction and inevitably, you know, people are moving on with their lives and they're doing different things. That's where the other part of it, the part you don't really see about the coaching part of it, you know, how to get the money transferred from a 401k to here, when to do it, how it has to be, all of these different things that come up. Every transaction is different. So you always need to have that team behind you. Not only that, but your team, your staff, you guys warehouse your loans in-house so you can close faster, which, you know, helps us when we're competing against cash offers, because we can close pretty quick with Deanne Reisner. That kind of stuff, Deanne.
Absolutely, and I'm old school. I've been doing it for 26 years, and I still try to meet with every single client. You know, I'll have them send their stuff through SecureLine so they don't have to sit through my boring typing, but mainly when they come in, it's to go over the numbers, to go over the program, to go over the process, you know, to get the home inspection done quickly so that I know there's no deal breakers, so I don't order the appraisal, you know, if there's maybe a roof that needs to be repaired and the deal might go sideways. I don't want the buyer to be out the home inspection fee and the appraisal fee. So that's why you have to make a good team. Like you called me and said, hold off on ordering the appraisal till we're finished with the buyer's request for repairs.
There you go. Well, that's just one small part of it, but I wanted to get that out there. There's a lot of real estate agents listening to the show. If you're looking for a lender with a great team who can turn these loans around, conventional financing around in 3 weeks, possibly less, Deanne's a great first call, 602-606-6728. All right, so a little Christmas gift for borrowers, Deanne, all about the rates. We were talking about that, pretty surprising. What are you seeing today?
Well, today, now, keep in mind, I always quote par rates, and I'll go over this very quickly. So, like on FHA, and we're using the 280 sales price, 3.5% down, the par rate, which means you're not paying any discount points, is 5% with an APR of 5.99. So your all-in payment would be $1,842.12. So it's roughly $42 less than it was last week at 5.25%. However, we have a sweet spot if you can pay an additional half a discount point. So let's say on a $275,000 loan amount, you're looking at roughly, let's say, $1,250 additional. You can get 4.75%. So now all of a sudden your payment's going to be right around $1,800 flat.
So you save about $42 a month additionally, and we can try to get the seller to pay that $1,250 discount point.
Absolutely. So, you know, you're really good at getting closing costs, and right now it's more of a negotiable market, as you're aware.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right.
So, right. 4.75 with a half a point, definitely worth looking at, you know, FHA rates. I think, like you said, they were up just recently at 5.25.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Merry Christmas to all of us. Believe me, all my people that I'm locking are extremely happy, and everybody locking on the government loans is paying that half point.
There you go. How about the VA? So, are we? I assume we're VA, at same kind of
5%, APR of 5.260, total in 1687.65.
All right, 1688. That's no money down, people. No money right. down,
and we can buy. We can buy down the discount rate as well.
Yes.
So half a point would put that to what? Do you have that number by chance?
4.75, and it'd be about $45 a month less.
All right. So there you go. 1643.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. Versus where
it's going in the right direction.
In the 1700s. Yes.
I know a couple weeks
water
ago.
Water cooler, Rick.
Yes. That's right. The water cooler is getting a conglomeration.
Yes. Take advantage of it.
There's a line at the water cooler.
Yeah, I locked in at 4.75.
Hey, got that 4.75. Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, that's a great rate right now. Are you kidding me?
Half a point discount.
So.
What's interesting is I never thought, I really thought 2018 we'd be in the fives, pretty much talking about fives and five plus for the rest of the year, and then hopefully get a reprieve next year. But, you know, who knows? We got a potential Fed increase coming up, as Rick talked about earlier. So, that now is a great time to lock before the Fed comes out. I think they come out Friday
yeah.
with their minutes or their whatever
Absolutely.
They're going to do.
Absolutely. Not only that, when you go into the holidays and short weeks, especially with Christmas and New Year's being on Tuesdays, so everybody on Wall Street's gone on vacation. So typically during that time, you're going to see a rate increase anyways.
So, yeah, but even
so
if they raise
if you're under contract, I would call your lender and talk about locking in for sure.
Even if they raise rates in a week from now, it doesn't necessarily immediately affect mortgage rates. It trickles down to a certain aspect.
Here's the thing. Right now, today, though, this is what we're talking about. You have a reprieve. You have an opportunity. You have a window to lock. A lot of people are on the fence. Do I lock? Shouldn't I lock? Should I wait? Lock now. Lock today. You don't know how the market's going to react to the Fed.
Do it. No, that's good. It's a good point. How about conventional?
Conventional, 20% down, owner-occupied, good credit. We're also at 5% with an APR of 5.216, all-in payment $1,390.08.
That's 20% down, right?
Yes.
$1,390.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional, 20% down. See what you can rent for $1,390. Not a
Rick's
heck of a lot.
Going to be happy. We got our investors, 20% down, good credit. 5.75, Rick.
Whoa.
APR 5.996, 1488.64.
That should perk some ears up there.
1489. So here's the thing. 2 weeks ago on the show, investor rates were 6%.
Yes.
So 6%. All across the board, FHA with a half a point discount, you're at 4.75. VA, you're at 4.75. Conventional, you're at 5%. Is there a discount point opportunity conventionally, Deanne?
There is. And you can do, but it would cost you a full discount point to buy down to 4.75.
Okay.
So then we have to look at, is it really worth it?
Right.
Like how long are you going to be in the house? What are your long-term plans? But again, sellers, it's more of a 50-50 market. So we are seeing some concessions from the sellers right now.
Yeah, maybe I missed it. What was the payment on the conventional 20% down 5.75?
$1,390.
That was conventional.
Convention.
Oh, no.
Investor. Excuse me. Investor.
Okay.
1489.
Our investors. Sorry. Hang on here.
That's right. What is it, Dave? 1489?
1489.
All right. Yeah. I got it.
See, some of us are actually paying attention, Deanne. We're actually taking notes as you talk.
I know. I was just watching the headlines on CNBC up there. Thanks, Deanne.
Rick. All right.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Deanne. Join the water cooler revolution. Rates. A chance to lock in. Take it. Give Deanne a call. 602-606-6728. Up next, Investor's Corner. We got a builder lease back offering 9% return. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
President Trump tells Fox News he regrets ever hiring Michael Cohen and denies that he ever asked Cohen to do anything illegal.
Either Cohen or the prosecutors, in order to embarrass me, said, listen, I'm making this deal for reduced time and everything else. Do me a favor, put these two charges on.
The two charges of campaign finance violations involve payments to two women who say they were paid to remain silent about alleged affairs with Trump. In a Washington court today, 30-year-old Maria Butina pleaded guilty to working as a Russian agent to try to infiltrate American political circles and influence policies toward Russia. More from correspondent Jessica Schneider.
They say that at one point, Alexander Torshin, who is a former Russian bank official, he gave her $125,000 to attend important political conferences, including conferences led by the National Rifle Association.
Butina faces as much as 5 years in prison. I'm Mike Moore.
Arizona News Radio. After President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen is sentenced to 3 years in prison, many say documents filed in the Cohen case implicate the president in a campaign law violation. Trump supporter Congressman Paul Gosar feels differently.
I don't think so. I'll leave it to the experts to decide. But I, you know, the pundits will tell you that there's everybody's hemming and hawing that this is something that they could hang their hat on to impeach.
Democrats in Congress say the political and legal implications of the Cohen case have darkened the cloud over the White House. Congresswoman Martha McSally delivers her final House floor speech as she prepares to leave office.
I'd humbly ask you never forget the privilege it is to serve here and why you're here. Membership in this body is a precious opportunity. Don't take it lightly and don't squander it.
McSally lost that hotly contested Senate race to fellow House member Kyrsten Sinema. The man Sinema will replace Senator Jeff Flake, set to make his final floor speech this morning. Suns home tonight against Dallas, Coyotes in Buffalo. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, this morning, sunshine, high 67. Clear this evening, low 46. Sunny, warmer on Friday, high 71. Cloudy Friday night, low 48. Sunny Saturday. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 62 degrees. Next noon, 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we've got the second half of the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
To The Real Estate Show, featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976, if you can believe that. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show being archived on our website, EltonBrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course. It's all at EltonBrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
What do you see in this market right now? What do you see going on out there? I see rents.
I see hesitation.
Hesitation. I see rents relaxing a little bit. I think a lot of people will be happy to hear about that. I see,
you say that, and yet, you know, I'm in the middle of doing a whole bunch of investor leases right now for our clients, and I am getting applications up the wazoo.
Right. Are they at,
full price?
Full price listings, and this is for single family detached homes, correct?
Single family detached. There is just a lot of demand. A lot of demand. You know, it's interesting. You look at broad picture. We are in, I don't people to realize it, we are in probably the strongest job market since post-World War II industrial revolution type stuff. We are in a sort of a technology revolution for jobs right now. Lots of really high paying, high growth, lots of demand. And that is trickling down to other sectors like construction, for example. You know, entry level trades. They don't have enough. They can't build these houses. They can't build these apartments fast enough. So entry level trade work for construction, huge, making a lot more money than they used to. So the broad picture, yes, we have some ups and downs and rates are going here and there, but broad picture, growth tremendous, job market tremendous.
You see, Apple's going to be building a new,
I saw that, Austin.
In Austin, Texas.
They need
to come to Arizona.
They are in Arizona.
But nothing like that to that degree.
Well,
we have offices here. We have shops here. We have stores here.
No, I don't mean like that. They have the Apple data center over by Eastmark there. They have
pretty big project. That's 800 jobs. We're talking 15,000 jobs in Austin.
Okay.
Amazon.
And then we got Intel down the street. Intel. And we got Microchip. And we got General Dynamics. And we got people moving here.
I like Microchip. One of the very first stocks I ever bought in my life was Microchip Technology.
Yeah. I mean, the growth picture looks huge.
So why the downturn? What do you attribute the downturn to?
We had a spike in rates.
Housing.
We had a spike in rates. And I think the market is digesting that. We had a spike in rates. And by the way, you know, pricing has gone up. So you had sort of a double sort of consideration there.
All right. So you're talking about high growth. Next year, you believe that growth. You believe that we are on fire technology wise, high end jobs. Yeah. Construction, service oriented jobs. Yeah. So you're not seeing a slowdown in growth like the world is kind of trying to see.
No. And the other thing is, because we are very affordable still, you've got the manufacturing, the distribution centers, the industrial warehousing, all of that going on west side, south side, and more south side, east, you got technology, but manufacturing and distribution, you know, trucking, 303, 10 expansions, all of that. Huge on the west side.
So we've got
jobs for all different levels.
So what you're saying is the downturn is just an old-fashioned, card-carrying, old-school correction.
Correction.
And we could not have continued to go up forever.
In a straight line, no. But
that's what we were doing.
If you look at the housing numbers for last year, when it's all said and done and the dust clears, you know, Phoenix is going to be up 5 to 7%.
Healthy correction.
It's just a little bit of a pause.
Buying opportunity.
I wouldn't even call it a correction. Not like in the market. The market was down 10%. A lot of stocks are down 30, 40%. That's not our housing market. Our housing market just took a little pause, and it's really an opportunity for people.
The housing market, I look at a lot of it having to do with inventory versus pendings. Inventory in MLS right now in an active status is 18,100 homes, which to me... When we were a shortage of real estate and it was more of a seller's market, it's between 16.5 and 17.5. We're just over 18. The pendings are at 8,000, which it was in the 11,000 range. So we're not having inventory come on the market and sold. What is being sold is properties that are priced correctly. And I do believe that there's a little bit of a stagnation in the market.
Don't you think people were sort of taking these rates and the rates kind of jolted the market a little bit? And I think that's can be attributable because we're looking backwards now. You're looking at pendings that, you know, these numbers are, it'll be interesting to see what pendings look like in January.
Oh, I think by January 15th, I think we're going to see an influx of inventory. A lot of people are kind of sitting on the sidelines because they can't find what they want. Interest rates have come down. Inventory is still a little bit flat. I believe the inventory is going to be higher, and I believe we're going to have a very active year next year for real estate.
Overall, though, I see growth trending higher. I mean, pricing, home price. You got to remember, we're still, median home price is still 260-ish, give or take. Very affordable when you look at other major markets.
So the market got jolted. You remember slight jolted. Adrenaline jolt?
My brother's referencing a short movie we made a long time ago. Okay.
That's like a hell of a title, though. I love the title.
Excellent.
Better than Jerome.
I don't know what to tell
you. Or what was the other one you made?
Songs from the Death Quartet.
Ah! That was the ASU. I was in that film. That feature film. I starred in a feature presentation.
Award winning. All right. So
you won the ASU Film Festival contest.
It was actually called the Copper State. All right.
I remember the joke I told in that movie. It still to this day resonates as one of the worst possible jokes. But I'm not going to say it on the air.
You're going to spare us? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Horrible.
You want to hear about some investment opportunities? Because that's really what this segment's all about.
Let's do it, Rippy.
We do a lot of investor work. And we do a lot of work with builders. And sometimes builders lease back their models at a premium. And so up north, and by the way, we mentioned Denver. We have a few deals going in that area in Denver. We got a few deals going in Colorado Springs.
Utah.
That's right. Utah, Salt Lake City area. So try to find, you know, growth areas,
Bullhead,
good returns.
Bullhead City.
The Bullhead one was incredible. That is on the way out. That was 3 years. So this one up in the Flagstaff area. Flagstaff area. This is an interesting one. 2 years, 9%. We can try to get triple net. I've done triple net with this builder before, which means they pay the taxes, insurance, and HOA on top of the 9% return. 9% is based on the purchase price. Okay. So these homes are priced in the sort of 300 to 350 range. 9%. And it's the model. But here's the interesting thing that I have not run into before, which people might find fascinating. These models can be, so you're always looking for an exit strategy. And there's usually three. One is you move into it. The other is you rent it out. And the third is you sell it. Well, here's a fourth. These are VRBO eligible. And if you're up in that Flagstaff area, you know how many times people come up there for the weekend to hang out. That is a whole new possible revenue stream to be exploited. So if you're interested in this Flagstaff opportunity, 9% 2 years, give us a call, 480-451-3318. Also have a few others in Williams, Arizona. You know the Polar Express, Rick?
I do.
Polar Express.
I see the movie every year. Comes on.
These are going 3 years, 9% triple net, and they're in the 200 to 250. 55-ish range. There's three of them. Three of them. 3 years, 9%, triple net, 200 to say, let's say 260.
Approximate.
In the Williams area. So if you have any
interest, that area is booming. It's like Prescott Valley. Cannot build it fast enough.
A lot going on. A lot going on off the I-40.
And you know what? A lot of people are looking into buying real estate as investments now because the stock market is so inconsistent. Apple went from $225 a share, which is the most widely held stock in the world, is down to 170, 165. Tell me how many people are thinking to themselves, why am I doing this? Why don't I buy real estate, rent it out, become a landlord, put yourself in your own business?
Typically volatility in real estate. I mean, we've certainly gone through our volatile periods. We all know about that.
Yes, but.
But.
Regulations and safety guidelines have been put into real estate.
You would hope.
I don't think is going to get hurt like it did. I think that the stock market can go to zero and then go back up to a 10, 20, 30,000 in 3 days, which it has. It's just, real estate is a little bit more stable. You get great tax benefits. I mean, I'm talking
it's
to myself.
It's all risk tolerance.
I'm talking to myself.
Everybody's different. Everybody's risk tolerance, you know? We have certainly our own share of rentals. We certainly like to put our money where we talk about.
Where our mouth is.
Where our mouth is. This is what we do. But, you know, we have our share of stock market stories as well. So it's all risk tolerance.
I'm thinking about selling my microchip, getting more into real estate. How about
that? You can buy real estate in your 401k, you know, or your Roth or your SEP or all that stuff. A lot of people aren't aware of that, but you can. Up next, we got some listings to chat about, a special distressed sale deals of the week, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton still doing the short sales. Bank repos distressed properties. Family court appointed special real estate commissioners when you can't get along with your spouse and you gotta sell your house. You bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. And of course, there's always eltonbrothers.com. So you can find us one way or the other.
Real quick to put a button on last segment, what I was getting at is the sheer fact that the stock market is really inconsistent. Housing market seems to have taken a little bit of a downturn. Homes are starting to take a little bit longer to sell, but it is a opportunity to get in this market because 2019, I do not think is going to be as bad as the forecasters are saying when it comes to the rate of growth.
I wouldn't even call it a downturn, Rick. That's a big word. I mean, we're talking about, you just had a little pause.
Flattening.
Oh, pause.
A
flattening, fine.
A consolidation.
Housing up over the year over year. Nicely. All right. So there's.
I'm optimistic about next year.
If you guys are thinking about putting your house on the market, We would love to apply for that job. We're doing it 35 plus years.
It's a long time.
Check out some of the photography on eltonbrothers.com. Your house will look its best, and it will be seen and heard by as many people as we could possibly put it in front of through the radio show and through all of the other channels, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the websites, the Zillows, of course, that truly is the MLS.
All and the 900-plus website.
The 900-plus, yes. And if, and I'll tell you what, if your home is in that 500,000 or less range, we can probably bring you an offer for your consideration up front after we meet and take a look at it. We can probably get you an offer to consider. So something to think about. We work with a lot of investors, a lot of institutional buyers, a lot of buyers who want to turn homes into rentals and or people that want to move in. The whole gamut. Just got to give us a call. 480-451-3318. All right.
What do you want to talk about? Distressed properties?
I do. But first, at the top of the show, we diseased. Listen to me. We teased. We teased daring designer trends for 2019. I just wanted to hit you with a few of them.
Go for it.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for this?
Artisanal accessories. And you're saying to me, artisanal? Anything that looks like the work of detail-obsessed artisans will be right at home in 2019. This is according to Realtor.com. That means handcrafted stuff, Rick, will stand out, like the custom metal-framed mirror.
Trinkets.
Yikes. It helps make a space look completed.
That's going to put Michaels out of business.
With nice touches. Woodworks. Metalworks.
Joann's.
Customized stuff.
Michaels.
That's number one. You ready for the next?
Do you ever walk into a Michaels or Joann's?
Well, my daughter's in Michaels all the time because she's a painter.
Right. Your daughter's an awesome painter, but me, I have to run out of those stores.
Too much toys for you?
Too many trinkets.
Trinkets, yeah. All right, you ready for the next trend?
Yeah.
This one is welcome. Say goodbye to gray.
Thank God.
Guess what's coming in?
Browns.
Pinks and corals.
Yikes.
Pinks and corals.
Pinks, yikes.
Like, I think those pink cabinets right there.
You know, I think that trend's going to not last long.
You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think it'll happen because people are running out of ideas. But grays and whites need to go bye-bye. I think we're going to go back to darkers, richers, pinks. I think that'll last a good 6 months. And then all those people are going to be ripping those cabinets out in 9 months.
Here's the next one. Tweed.
Ugh.
Think of tweed as the textural antidote for the moody velvets we've been seeing for the past few years.
Tweed.
Design gurus envision a star turn for tweed, a tightly woven wool. Which impacts the fabrics.
Is that for furniture?
Yeah, for like pillow coverings, you know, wall coverings, draperies, flooring, tweed.
Is that like gunny sack?
Gunny sack. Here you go. The next one. Terrazzo.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Terrazzo. You know what terrazzo is?
Yeah, I get a burrito
Terrazzo is a mix of glass, granite, marble, or quartz chips suspended in a polished cement or resin, such as a wall base.
Is there a picture there?
Yeah. See how they did that terrazzo
backing?
Yeah,
I like that.
It looks pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's a mix of metal and glass.
I thought it was the guy that was in Fast and Furious. Wasn't that Terrazzo?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel played Terrazzo. Wasn't that his name?
There's that too.
Now there's a decoration named after him.
All right, here we go. I got to keep moving. You ready?
Yeah.
Contrasting tile and colored grout. Interesting. Because, you know, you've seen a lot of these sort of patterns emerge.
Let me see that
for backings.
Yeah, no, I like that.
On floors and backsplashes. And now, of course, they're bringing the backsplashes all the way up from counter to ceiling. This time they're talking about mixing, you know, into different colors of grout. So that's pretty cool. Here's one you're going to like, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Black kitchens coming back. Black kitchens.
Yeah. picture keeping it clean. That's going to keep the housekeepers in business.
The all-white kitchen has been singing a swan song for the past couple years. Say designers for 2019, we're going to rip the Band-Aid off and embrace the black kitchen.
So we're going from white to black.
Going white to black.
My God, there's no in-between.
This is according to Marina Chabon of Chabon Interiors in New York City.
I would imagine we would have gone to, well, I guess we went from white then to gray. Now it's black.
Here we go. Ready for the next one? We're getting through a lot of these. Curvy furniture coming back for 2019.
Is there a picture?
Curvy furniture.
Ah.
As opposed to the, you know, sort of mid-century modern, hard-edged, modern look.
Linear.
Going more relaxed feel for 2019.
I think that's kind of cool, actually.
Going next. A crop of new florals, such as prints for the wallpapering.
I'm out.
You love that.
I hate florals.
You're lining up. But this is the best one of all. I saved the best for last. You ready?
Can't wait.
Dog showers.
Finally.
Dog showers.
How do they work?
Well, they make like mini showers. They have a little glass door entry. And
who turns it on and off?
You turn a little puppy. You just reach in.
Oh, boy.
Right over the
great.
Top of the glass. And, you know, a shower is going to cost you $15,000. So either way, even if it's a half shower, it's probably going to cost you $10,000. But
I'll take the dog shower over the pink cabinets.
There you go. So these are some pretty daring design. I wasn't lying when I said daring designer trends.
No, I love the shower. The dog shower is a great, great idea. Why didn't I think of that? That's a perfect idea. I think a lot of people want to give their dogs baths and they can't. They got to take them to the vet and they got to take
them
outside in the hose. And
our dog is 10 years old. Going on 11, and to jump into the tub, he's got to jump over the top, and it's getting a little dicey. We got to kind of help him up and in.
Great, great idea.
So this thing, now, you just open the door and you walk in.
Right, but keep in mind what it takes to put a dog shower in your house. It has to be somewhat of a custom home, right?
Oh, it's
you're
a thing.
You're not going to put it in the average three-bedroom, two-bath track shack.
This is not for the faint of heart.
It's for the custom home over $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000.
Now, the thing is, you could still use your shower for the dog now. You just open the door and let the dog go in.
True.
You can still do it.
But a designated dog shower, I think, is pretty cool.
Nice. All right.
That was great reporting, Dave. Thank you. Right.
So now.
Let's talk about our listings. We only have a couple minutes.
We got to
I
want to
talk about
these.
This house in Cordobella. You know, the world is downsizing. The world is selling. The world is coming more to assisted living, but it's coming towards country club living. We have
amenities.
We're talking about downsizing from that 4,000 to 7,000, 8,000 square foot home. and we are going into properties such as Cordobella. This is one of the nicest communities, a golf community.
It's golf, tennis, fitness, restaurants, the whole thing.
Pickleball. This particular listing that we got is on the 13th fairway and
it's behind the 13th tee. Let's be square.
Yes. It's behind the 13th
tee. It's very safe from golf balls.
And very safe from golf balls, the most amazing view. This is probably one of the nicest properties in Cordobella, which is 45 and older community. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, 1980 square feet, includes a casita, and it is just a phenomenal, great room, and is the cleanest property I've ever seen.
And how much is it?
I'm not telling.
Oh, okay.
It's $459,000. Deal or no deal?
Deal. How about this one? Gilbert. Try to find this in Gilbert for under 125 a foot. We got a new listing, 4,200 plus square feet, four bedroom plus a den office, 2.5 car garage. We got it at 525. I mean, really?
Time's up already. Ugh.
Is that right, Chad?
For the rest, go on eltabrothers.com.
We're going to see ya. Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill. Some of the best steaks in town. Take your clients, take your friends, take your birthday party. Hang out at Preston's. Unbelievable. I guarantee it. And if you mention the Elton Brothers over there, we'll get you 10% off. All right. Our man behind the glass, Chet, thank you very much. And a big thank you to all of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got the Flexible Fees Radio Show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Give us a call, 480-451-3318, or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. See you next Thursday right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix. a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock.